Welcome to another episode of Chat with Dan. This is your host, the one and only Dan here. Well, we have season 12 now, so hope you like this episode. Before we start this episode, I want to thank you so much for having the chance to check this one out. If it is your birthday, happy birthday. Keep having an amazing rest of the day or evening, depending when you are. And again, thank you so much for supporting this platform. Hope you like the amazing guests that I interviewed for this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, family, and the show is about to start. See you in the next one.
I mean, technology, right?
It happens.
Well, Kareen, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What better way to spend Thursday evening with someone as badass and talented as you? You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. Absolutely. So welcome to the show. It is so cool. As I was saying before, amazing to have you here. So yeah, so let's get started with the whole interview now. Tell me how your acting career started.
Well, I always kind of wanted to be some type of performer ever since I was really little. I would say like I kind of went through the phases of ballerina and then the pop star era and then musical theater and went on to just acting. So
I love it. And you know, like, one thing that I find curious is that when you're little, I mean, you tend to explore so many things here and there, but you don't actually see it as a job, you know what I mean? You see it as fun, you know? You want to have fun, you want to have a good time. So you see it more like a fun thing. And then later on, when you realize that you need to work, pay bills, and you can, and then you know that you can have that fun that you have for a living, you know, that is cool.
Yeah, totally. And like, the older you get, the more avenues you realize that you can create money with some performing or acting, stuff like that. Yeah. So yeah, you definitely start to realize how many different avenues there really are.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I love it. And what were some of the challenges that you had when you were, you know, recently started with your acting career? I mean, I think we all have them, right? Whenever we start something new, at first it's just a huge train wreck, right? So for you, what were some of those challenges?
I think for me personally, I mean, I'm still going through challenges. I think everybody, and I think that's how you grow, right?
Because
you face these challenges and you try to overcome them, it doesn't matter. But I would say one that I've kind of thought about recently is I used to get really nervous and I used to really care about how people were perceiving the audition room and stuff like that. But now the nervousness and me caring people think has really died to a bare minimum. You know, it's just me coming into the room, doing what I love doing, and then just accepting it for how it is. There's so many reasons why an actor might not get chosen for something that there's no point into getting so worked up and, you know, blaming yourself for not getting something. So
yeah, makes sense. I love it. Now, talking about a little bit about your performances, let's start with the ones from theater. So you've been in Fair Maid of the West, Our Town, Full Monty, Nightmares, Slasher High, Troubles That Been. I mean, the list goes on. And I mean, also Beauty and the Beast. And as I was saying, the list goes on and on. I mean, it's huge. I love it. But tell me, what are some of the things that you enjoy the most about theater? And also, how you usually prepare before a performance? Do you have a so-called ritual that, like, you know, like a certain thing that you always do in order to kind of set you up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of stinks because I haven't really been in theater as much since COVID. Obviously, I used to do theater a lot of the time. I would say like my ritual beforehand would be getting into the space, doing some type of physical warm-up, so stretching, moving around. And then waking up the different parts of the voice and, you know, tongue twisters, stuff like that. And then for an example, like Our Town, I had to play a mother of two children, and I was younger for that role. I had to put myself in a certain mental state to be able to get myself in a place of a loving and sacrificial mother.
So I
sung a lullaby before every single to try to put me into the headspace of, you know, having children, because I don't have any. gotta put yourself in different places.
Totally.
To relate to it.
Yeah, that is so cool. And it is so interesting because from you know, like for some of the actors that I've interviewed, like so many have like their own things. And to me, it is super fun and interesting to know, like how you prepare, because I think it show us the audience of how human you really are. You know what I mean? Like, because I think that for some people might think that actors, you're kind of machines. You know that you just need to let your lines, and you're not gonna be nervous because you're an actor. So you're supposed to be like super professional. But I mean, that kind of thing, I love it because it shows like you are totally human, you know, like you actually feel nervous, even though that you have done it for a while now, you still have like that feeling. So
totally, all the time.
I love it. And to me, like, how you usually prepare a character, now I understand, of course, that depends on the role, basically, but how you usually, let's say, that you start this journey of character creation.
Yeah, so starting off with like the basic questions, who, what, when, where, why, is always start. You know, you want to dissect the script, like where is it taking place, what time period is it taking place, all that. And something to me that I think is really beneficial to being able to deliver lines and people, and then coming off genuinely, is say I'm talking about the time somebody flipped me off at the grocery store. You know, I want to maybe take a journal or out what was that time that person flipped me off in the grocery store.
Yeah.
What
So
then when I say those lines, then I have an actual memory attached to it when I'm delivering those lines. So it comes off as a genuine interaction.
That's awesome. I love it. And what are some of the things that you enjoy the most when you were in this process of creating a character?
I find the most intriguing finding the reasons why a character does what they do.
Okay.
And I think the best way I can explain this is, like, say if you're playing the villain character, you know, you have to justify why they're doing the things that they're doing. So, you know, maybe like Cinderella's stepmother, right? You know,
yeah.
We very evil person for doing what she's doing. But, you know, maybe in that time, like in that time that story is played, she has to keep a certain reputation. She cannot afford help around the house, and she is not going to diminish her daughter's reputation for somebody who is not her own blood. You know, not that the way that she is thinking is correct or moral or right, but you have to justify why would Cinderella's stepmother act the way that she does. And you have to put her in that place and justify, no, I am right. I am doing the right decision. And even with any character, because there's going to be a conflict in any show, you have to justify what decisions that character is making, even if you yourself would not make those justifications, right?
Okay. I love it. And now, talking about your performances on camera, you were in Here Comes Johnny, Love Melody, Wars of the World, Like What You Like. Again, the list goes on and on. It is so badass. I love it. But tell me, like, what do you think that is important for storytelling? Like, what aspect would you say that it's super important on the process of storytelling?
Probably collaboration. If we're talking about film, every single role is so important to create quality film production. You know, it's not just the actor, it's the director, it's the videographer, it's the sound person, it's the lighting person. If one person isn't doing their job at 100%, then you're gonna have a subpar production. And like, you can have the greatest actor with the worst editing and think like, wow, this isn't a very good footage, you know, or a good film or whatever. But if you were there on set, everybody would be like, oh my gosh, like, they're an amazing actor, you know?
Yeah.
So I think when it comes to film in particular, it's the collaboration, having a really strong team and everybody being on the same page to create a work of art.
Totally. Yeah, I couldn't agree. And sometimes we can even see it, you know, that for example, we will have like this huge film with great actors, but somehow didn't connect, you know, somehow you think like, I didn't like it, but you know, there are like so many things here that probably the script might be amazing, but if the soundtrack was awful, you know, it's already flopped. So yeah, I do agree that there are so many aspects that you need to actually take a look on, so then everything can work properly.
Yeah, and everybody, like their artistic and creative opinion is so important, and that's why every single job on set is so important. And in theater too, that's why everybody's job in theater is also so important. Everybody should be treated with the highest and utmost respect. Without everybody together, the production doesn't happen. So
yeah, I agree. Now talking about going on set, what is the number one thing that you always carry with you, or that you always bring with you when you go, you know, when you have to go to shoot a film on set or like something like that?
I try to always bring water and snacks just in case, because you never know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're gonna be there for a really long time.
Yeah.
I usually bring water and snacks, script usually, something to write with. Let's see, probably my phone, because you usually need a silent activity to do all your aside.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I would say there's probably some things that I want to put in my kit that I don't do yet, but some other things that I would probably want to start putting in my kit would be face oil paper, so okay. You're on camera. That's something that I've seen other actors bring, and I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. Probably another book to read. But yeah, I would say food, water, the script, journal to write it, and any cosmetic things that I would need.
Okay. What about a jacket?
Oh yeah, jacket's a good one. Totally.
Right. I mean, you never know.
Another thing that I would probably bring is I have, what are they called, racket balls, and those tennis balls are really great to like massage the body. So like if you like lay down, you can lay on top of one, and it helps just like loosen you up and not be so stiff. So I would say tennis balls are to help. Relax.
I didn't know that. That's genius. I'm gonna start bringing some.
Yeah, please do. I mean, it'll like priceless. If my college education was worth one thing, it's bring tennis balls.
There you go. I love it. Now, if you could describe a movie, right, in which all of the characters you have played at the moment will gather for a party, tell me what would be the name of that film.
Oh man, I got super villains in there. I got Fiona from Shrek. I got Edith Wharton. I would probably say a clashing of times.
I like it.
Yeah,
that sounds cool. All right. And what about describing your career at the moment? But on a movie, TV show, book, play, even a musical, why not? Tell me, what would be the title of your career?
The Hustle.
Okay. Yeah, it's just simple, hustle. Catchy. Yeah.
Or I mean, maybe that one.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, for being an actor, I mean, you have to stay in a hustle 24/7. Right? I remember... one of the actors that I interviewed once told me that actors don't do films for a living, they do auditions.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that is crazy.
If you like, this is not the job for you.
Yeah, that is true. Now, what about describing your career? But now, on a drink or a meal, which one would you choose?
Mm. I'm gonna say a wispy scent.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Isn't it? There's definitely some sour moment. It's not like, it's sometimes it's a really, really good drink, and sometimes it can be a little difficult to swallow. So I would say probably a whiskey sour.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. Plus, I mean, yeah, it's cool. It's, you never know. I mean, if you drink too much, that's not going to be fun. Or maybe yes, who knows?
Yeah. I have a good time.
I like it. Now, tell me, like, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days in which we're like, you know what, I'm going to quit, you know? It's, I mean, getting inside into all of these toxic thoughts or this toxic bubble that I call is way too easy, right? But
yeah.
What pulls you out? You know, what gets you back on your feet so you can continue on your road?
Right now, I'm going to speak for right now. Surrounding myself with other really strong, amazing women.
Yeah.
I have really started to build my team of really strong women that I like going to, and I want to help build them up, and they help build me up. I would say that they're probably some of the best supporters right
now. Yeah.
One of them, you interviewed Janice, I believe, last week. I'm helping her with her production of Bloodlust for Fantasy Productions. So she's like another one of those amazing women. My friend Christina is watching right now. She's an amazing model, killing the game. And yeah, I would just say like some of my other artistic friends are a great motivator. And you know, even when things are feeling down, I still go get an audition from my agent, and that'll build me back up. Or I see an audition for a show that I really want to do, and that builds me back up. And my mind is always coming up with creative thoughts, and it's just trying to constantly feed that creativeness is what keeps me going.
Okay, I love it here. And my last question, what can we expect from you in the future?
From me in the future? Well, I own my company. I am self-employed. So I'm hoping with my company to help other artists become self-employed as well in businesses, because I think it helps to be able to, you know, have that financial stability, but also have the freedom to be able to do the audio travel.
Totally.
So I am looking to increase my business, which is VARE, V-A-R-E, and working on Bloodlust with Janice that I had mentioned earlier. And I would say down the road, some really big things I think are in store. I read an amazing article, I think it's Anne Dow is her name. She plays Aunt Lydia in Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
And I just read this article and I needed it in this moment. She had written an article that she was in New York, and she saw across the street where she was a server at, on Broadway, her classmates' name in lights for a Broadway show. And I went home crying that night, saying like, when's it gonna be my turn, right? When's it gonna be my turn? And she said that like there was a whisper kind of like in her head. She was just like, you are going to find success in your 50s. And now she's an amazingly well-known actress with this amazing role on Handmaid's Tale. And she said she's in her 50s. So, and I've always felt kind of the same thing. I always felt like it's going to be somewhere in the 30s or later. So that was a great article. I recommend to look it up and read it.
I love it. I mean, and you know what? I'm super sure that it's going to happen. You know, the fact Karine, that you're doing it because you love it, you know, as simple as it might may sound. I mean, we all know people that for some of them it takes decades or sometimes on a whole life to finally realize what they want to do and what are some of the things that actually make them happy. You know, and the fact that you're doing it, and you're making it happen, that is so cool and that is inspiring. I'm super sure that eventually we're gonna know, I mean, we're gonna hear from you, see you, like everything from basically everywhere, you know, like from continent to continent, because you're so badass. I mean, you're so talented. I mean, your resume speaks for itself. I mean, it's huge, it's awesome. And I just can't wait for it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And also, I want to thank those for watching this right now. Thank you so much for watching, right now, or watching later on Instagram, or if you're watching it on YouTube, or listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you know, on your way to work or while walking, who knows. And again, Karine, thank you so much. Also, those watching, normally what I would say is for you to put pause and then go follow this amazing talented actors that I'm chatting right now, like right now. And then let's make her viral. Let's make sure everybody knows about her. And then let's hashtag, let's do hashtag Team Karine, because you're so badass, so talented here. Before I send you off, I need to send you properly an epic send off. If you have seen some of my episodes before, you know exactly what is about to happen. If not, then I can surprise you, so that's even better. So let me just show you. I promise that one day we're gonna have live audience. You can count on that. But in the meantime, you know how it goes. So. Okay. But yes, again, thank you so much. Keep killing it, Karine. Have an epic upcoming weekend. And I'll see you in the next one.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.